Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. I am your host, Scott Misek, and tonight we're going to cover a lot of events. We've got a lot of rodeo to get down to. We're going to start things off and talk about the SSBR. We've got things coming up. The Wrangler National Finals are going on in Las Vegas. Round one is in the books for the Thunder Equa Games, but round two is coming up this Saturday afternoon. We're going to be live from the South Point Casino covering that event. We've got folks we're going to check in with out there. We've got some bullfighters. We got some barrelmen. We've got some other rodeo celebrities that we're going to touch base with and find out how things are going over there during the NFR. But right now, we're going to break things down and talk with some talk the SSBR action. Now, we were live Saturday afternoon. Now, this was a long, drawn-out day. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, we were out at the event Friday afternoon at the Thunder Equa Games in Las Vegas, Nevada. We hopped a plane after the event, flew back home, got home around Saturday afternoon, about 12 noon. We got in the truck, drove straight down to Port Charlotte, Florida, and we got ready. You know, we thought we were coming back here to Florida to some warm weather, but we were wrong. Let me tell you, they had some cold fronts blow through here. We had some rain for 2 days. The arena was a mess. But I'll tell you what, it made for some fun bull riding action for the riders, and the fans just ate it up. They loved it. You know, it wasn't too cold for them. They brought out the blankets, wrapped themselves up, and watched some great bull riding action. But before we get into it, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take one short break. When we come back, we're going to get back into the SSBR action. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back. You're listening to Making8.com.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newell with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Buddy, tune in next week with us at Making8.com Saturday for the second round of the 2009 Equa Games Freestyle Bullfight Challenge.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer and mow me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes defense rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. Then we went up together, but he come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old flying U.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. I'm your host, Scott Misek. We're breaking things down live for you. We're going to talk a little bit of the SSBR action, but before we do, I want to let y'all know the phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls and try to talk some of the rodeo action with you if you have questions or comments. 646-915-9940. We're going to get down to the SSBR news. You know, I got to tell you, we had as cold as it was, we still had a great event down there in Port Charlotte. You know, it's a tight race right now going on between Wagner Luciano and Brian Corson. Now, Brian was not able to attend the event. He's had surgery on his ankle. But let me tell you, this joker here is ready to come back and ride. He said he needed one more show off and that he was going to be back at it. And we look to see him at the finals in January, and then he's going to turn things up and see what he can do at the finals for the Redman Pro Series Challenge in Port Charlotte. So definitely look forward to seeing that. But Wagner came out, had an opportunity to actually go ahead of Brian Corson in the point standings for the Redman Pro Series, and wasn't able to do it, ended up being brought down early. Had himself a pretty ranked bull, Raspberry Punch. We've seen this bull quite a bit, one of B-Bar B bucking bulls, Brian Massey's, and just one tough bull and end up bringing him down early. So it's going to be a no score for Wagner. So that tight race is still on, but the man of the hour was BJ Carter. Now this guy here really turned things up. He's already won last month. He come back out here this month and turned things up again. And, you know, without some of the other competition like Wagner and Brian Corson, it allowed BJ the opportunity to slide in and actually gain some points on these guys. So we look to see that competition get even hotter come February when they have the Redman Pro Series final. So you definitely look forward to that. But we also had Jason Wade, the Miaka City Cowboy, you know, turned it up a notch and had a really great ride, scored 83 points in the long round, and, you know, great job for him. So want to tip our hat to Jason Wade. It's good to see him back in good riding form. And really nice to see. But anyhow, we actually were able to catch up with BJ Carter and get a little bit of an interview with him. And we want to bring that to you, rodeo fans, kind of let y'all know how things went down there. But we're going to break things down and go back to see if we can't tune in and listen to the interview with BJ Carter and myself right after the event.
All right, I'm down here with BJ Carter, the event winner for tonight, the Redman Pro Series Challenge in the Southern States Bull Riding. And, BJ, I know you had yourself a great little run there, man. I know it had to feel good on that first ride you had, but then to come out and make a ride like you did in the short go, man, to kind of walk us through and tell us about that ride if you can.
Well, yeah, he's a good bull. I've been on him a couple times, 401 Pineapple Express in Peace River. So
he threw me off every time I ever been on him. Usually he shoots out there real hard and comes around that right. Well, this time here he shot out just as hard and come around the left first. Give me a chance to gather him up, and I guess he didn't really fare with me going left too much, so he wanted to go back right, and I was able to give him a little bit of the boots. Ended up pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man, that was a fantastic ride, and I know you've been on a pretty good groove here lately, man. You've been covering some bulls, and yeah, it's good to see you out there making those rides, and I know, where are you going to be up next?
We're out in Wellington, Florida tomorrow. Besides that, I really ain't so sure right now. I got my secretary at home working the books.
Hey, that's good, man. That's the way to do it right there. But we also look to see you in the finals in LaBelle, Florida in January. So until then, man, you know, this is probably our last deal with the Southern States Bull Ride until then, because we're going to be out in Vegas, man. I know you got a lot of friends out that way. You probably want to say hey to them, don't you?
Well, yeah, I like to say hey to everybody, and, you know, bear down and get your job done.
That's right. Just like you did tonight, man. BJ, well, congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you at the finals, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right, rodeo fans, that's right. There you have a BJ Carter interview that we had right after the event down there in Port Charlotte. He did go 85.5 points on Pineapple Express, giving him a total of 160 points in the first round. He was able to score, I believe it was around 73. I stand corrected there, rodeo fans. We're trying to get the score set up just right. 75 was what he scored in the first round, then came out, scored 85.5. So great job for him. Like I said, he drew the bull Pineapple Express of Chris Stewart and Peace River Rodeo. So, you know, great job for him. Definitely got to tip our hat to him. And he's definitely closing in on that margin between Wagner Luciano and Brian Corson here for the Redman Pro Series Championship. But want to let y'all know as well, these guys are going to be at the Myakka City Challenger Series Finals coming up this weekend. We got guys like Jimmy Lathrow and Wagner Luciano. We're going to be battling it out there for the Challenger Series event. That is going to be their final event down there of the 2009 season. So it's going to be a tight race. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to be down there. You know, we're going to have to be out in Las Vegas. I know it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. So we're taking the trip out there to Vegas, and unfortunately, we'll not be able to cover the Myakka City Challenger Series event going on with the Southern States Bull Riding, but that's all right, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, we got a lot of extra stuff coming up in store for 2010. We look forward to working with the SSBR some more, so it's going to be a good opportunity for all of us. Anyhow, we're going to break it on down, rodeo fans, take another break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about some of that Vegas stuff. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. Get a grip with MakingAid.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to MakingAid.com. Be there or be square.
Someone's trying to ride me, tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
Thank you. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and check them on my back and start the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. You on your back.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smith's Invitational. Be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wasey Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show, and we're breaking things down. We're going to get into some Las Vegas action down here. We got a lot to talk about. They've got a lot of events going on down there during the NFR. So it's not just the NFR that's going on out there. That is a great place to be. I'm going to tell you what, rodeo fans, I am going to start looking into planning my vacations every year to be out there during the NFR. What a fantastic time to be out there in Las Vegas. you know, it's a great way to spend, you know, the first couple weeks of December, and there is so much to do out there. And if you're looking for things, they've got, like, the Cowboy Christmas Convention Center. They've got stands set up so you can buy all kinds of Christmas gifts for your family, your friends. You know, hey, even make an eight, you know, we'll be happy to take those gifts from you. But got to tell you, there are so many shopping areas. Mandalay Bay has a huge convention hall set up down there. You know, so there are so many opportunities to get out and just shop around for some of the cowboy stuff, let alone what all Vegas has to offer, you know, with the casinos and the themes and everything going on out there, the bright lights, you know. And then you get to go down to places like the South Point Casino and hang out with the cowboys, the bull riders, you know, the rough stock riders. And, you know, they've got so many things going on. They're awarding the buckles every night down there. They've got concerts going on. You know, they've got so many things going on during the day. You can't really even begin to hit all of it, you know, within the whole 2 weeks that you're there. You really will miss so much. You know, the NFR is going on every night. Right now, I believe they're getting ready to start up with, you know, with round six tonight. You know, as far as the Rough Stock Riders, last night was kind of a rough deal for the bull riders down there. They had no qualified rides in the bull riding last night, so there will be nobody there that will have ridden all 10 bulls down there. It's unfortunate. Last night was the ranked pen, and let me tell you, they brought out some ranked bulls. But, you know, we got to tip our hat to our co-announcer out there for the Thunder Equa Games, Dusty Tugness, who's, you know, fighting out there, doing the protection fighting for the Wrangler National Finals. And he did a great job. Had an opportunity to see him on TV last night, stepping in there, you know, for some of those cowboys. So great job for him. Definitely want to tip our hats to him, you know. But really, the bareback riding was really something good to watch. Bobby Moat and, you know, Jared Smith went, they tied first place in there in round five, so that was a great job for those guys. Now, Jared Smith is from right up the road here in Williston, Florida. Well, I've ridden in Williston. It's a great place for rodeos. You know, they hold several PRCA events down there. Jared Smith, young cowboy, rookie of the year standings. I believe he's in contention for rookie of the year. You know, he's competing there at the Wrangler National Finals. This is his first year out there. And he's definitely doing pretty well for himself in the bareback riding. Right now, sitting in 12th place. So first place tie last night really helped him out. So great job for Jared Smith, the Williston, Florida cowboy. You know, great to see him out there. But, you know, Bobby Moat, another great bareback rider. And don't know if you rodeo fans had an opportunity to sit back and watch it, but it was a great event. It was really, really interesting. They had some other really great events down there, you know, and, you know, the tie-down roping. You know, the team roping was something that really stood out in my mind. You know, they had the well, if we can slide on over here to it and pull our results page up. But it looks like they had the Miner brothers. They had Riley Miner and Brady Miner out there. Did a fantastic job. I believe they finished first place in round five last night. And then they had Nick Surtain and Colin Von Ann ended up finishing second for round five. So, you know, great job for those guys out there. You know, there's so many different events going on, and you know, I definitely have to tip our hats to some of those guys out there. Cody Ohl, you know, and Trevor Brazil ended up tying for first place in the tie-down roping. So, you know, those are two veteran cowboys who have been to the finals on numerous occasions. This is not their first finals, rodeo fans. These guys know how to get it done. And while we have the opportunity, I believe we actually have one of our fellow radio broadcasters out there, and we're talking about Jennifer Seward from CuttingUpRadio.com. She's also the owner of TrueRodeoCowboy.com, and she's got some of her athletes actually out competing at the national finals. And we're going to check in with her right now and see how things are going out there for her. So how you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great, Scott. It's going fantastic out here. And you?
Oh, things are going well back home. I'll tell you what, though, we cannot wait to get on that plane and head back over there to Vegas. We had so much fun out there for the first weekend. We are certainly looking to get back and wrap things up down there for our final weekend.
Well, great. We're excited to see you back here as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I talk, Well, when I talked to you earlier, Jennifer, you sounded like you were pretty darn tired. You know, I know that there's so much stuff going on out there in Las Vegas right now, not just the NFR, but there's so many different PR events and there's so many different activities going on out there for any of the rodeo fans that, you know, it will take its toll on you, correct?
Yeah, it's been long, long nights. And also when they had the marathon here on Sunday, it just bogged us down just because they closed down Las Vegas Boulevard. So we couldn't even get to our hotel. We had to valet at Bellagio and walk to our hotel.
Oh, my God.
We were down at the Sound Point. So it's been pretty crazy, but it was back to normal the next day. But we had a little bit of walking to do that day. So, but then, you know, you have your convention centers that are going on, the big convention for Cowboy Christmas, Country Christmas, and then the Cowboy Marketplace at Mandalay Bay. And so there's a lot of activities going on, and the Cowboys are all involved in them with autograph signings and stuff like that for their sponsors. So they're really busy, you know, as well. And I've been running around interviewing athletes and vendors and meeting with potential sponsors and my athletes. So, yeah, it's been good.
Well, that's great. Well, we're really glad to hear that. Now, you are the owner of TrueRodeoCowboy.com. And we've talked a little bit about you here, but you actually have some athletes that are competing at the NFR there, correct?
I do. I have saddle bronc rider Justin Arnold, and he was doing so fantastic all the way up until last night. He went out of the average. He was bucked off. He was winning the average there and then became second in the average. He was able to stay on his horse in the fourth round with just a 77-point ride, but last night he was bucked off, but that's okay. You know, there's still go-around money to win, so, you know, he can still pursue that. And then Tyson Durfee, he's a tie-down roper, and he's been having a pretty good finals. He has been in the money for two rounds, and then, you know, they've had some rough pins of calves that either are kickers or, you know, big, and then last night he broke the barrier. He switched horses, and his horse ran through his bit, and so just ran right through that barrier. So, you know, things like that happen, and he was on a horse normally that he's rode at the finals a lot, and then he switched horses, and this one just didn't handle the crowd and the situation as well as he would hope. So, but he's still doing well, and still, once again, go-around money to win, so that's what he's going after.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely want to wish your guys the best of luck while they're out there competing. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's been really impressive to sit back and watch. And you're right about those calves last night. You know, there were so many of them that really just were so strong and just kicking out of those ties, you know, or not allowing the tie-down ropers to actually have the opportunity to get a hold of their back legs. You know, they're just kicking out. So, you know, that's what the NFR is all about, though. I mean, they really bring in the best stock and the toughest stock. You know, if you're gonna win, you need to be some of the best, and you need to be on your A game.
Right. So, if I could, I'd just love to give some quick highlights of, you know, each event and who's winning their averages and, you know, who's been kind of standouts here this week so far, because we have reached the halfway point and we're doing round six this evening. So, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Take it away.
Okay. Well, in the bareback riding, Justin McDaniel and Jason Havens have been doing really well. They both won two rounds, and they split it both times together. So that's pretty amazing. But the actual average leader is Casey Field, and he is doing really well. So he's holding, you know, a great place. And he also won round two. So, and he placed in the second and third round. So he's doing really, really well. And poor Justin McDaniel, he is out of the average because he missed his horse out in the fourth round. So that's not good for him. But, you know, he still has go-around money to win. And in the steer wrestling, Sean Greenfield and Lee Graves both have won two rounds. They're doing awesome. And they have also, you know, placed in several other rounds. But the average leader is Lee Graves right now, so good luck to them. And in the saddle bronc riding, it's been kind of scattered. There's been a lot of the guys that got fucked off. They had some, you know, eliminator pins that have come up. But Sean Stroll is actually the average leader right now. He placed in the third and fourth and fifth round, but then also right behind him is Cody Wright. So he's just a few points back, but he's won a round as well. So coming into the team roping, the same thing. It's been really scattered in the team roping. There's been a lot of note times because this year they're only allowed two loops. Last year they were able to have three, so if they missed one, you know, if they missed a head or, you know, some feet, they would go and try and do it again. But this time around they're making it so that they have, you know, the one chance to try and get the head and the heel, and that's it. So otherwise, you know, now there's a lot of guys that went out of the average, but Travis Tryon and Michael Jones have won two rounds, and so, you know, that's been good for them. But a lot of the guys have gone out of the average. The average winners right now is Luke Brown and Martin Lucero. So, you know, in the tie-down roping now is, once again, there's no one that's really dominating each night, but we do have some standouts such as Cody Ola. You know, he went for the 6.6 in one of those rounds, and it was amazing. I mean, just watching it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so fast. And you just, I've never actually seen a 6.6 tie. I've seen a 6.9. And, you know, just to see that is just so phenomenal, and especially at the finals. And, you know, Trevor Brazil finally, you know, picked up a buckle last night, and both him and Cody tied for at 7.1 last night. And so, but yeah, the pins of calves have been really giving some of the guys trouble, but Cody O is right now winning the average, and Tuff Cooper, the young Tuff Cooper, is right behind him. So he's been roping pretty solid and just staying in the average and making, you know, good times. So, and in the barrel racing, it's been the race between Lindsay Sears and Brittany Posey. But, you know, Lindsay Sears is right now winning the average, and she won one of the rounds. But Sherry Servey has won two rounds, and she is booking it. I mean, the other night she was 13.6, and Lindsay was just behind her at 13.62, but she's been showing up here at this Wrangler National Finals. So now in the bull riding, last night it was stumped. I'm sure you were watching that, and it was just nobody rode. So
it was pretty disappointing.
Right, and I mean, it wasn't even, you know, an eliminator pin. It seemed like I talked to Bobby Wallace actually today, interviewed him, and you know, he's just like, you know, it just kind of happens. They were bucking hard, and I guess they weren't doing too many spins and stuff like that. So it's, I guess, a little harder to stay on when they're not in that groove. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. And you know, really, from what I could see, you know, it just looked like the guys are just worn out. I mean, this is their fifth bull they've gotten on in 5 days. And, you know, they're just at that point where they, you know, they really needed to regroup. And you got a lot of guys that are kind of dinged up a little bit, you know, you know, so that's not helping them as well. I mean, it's, you know, it's really tough on these guys. But I look forward to seeing round six. I think you're going to see a lot of these guys step up and start making these qualified rides.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And, you know, Welsh did win one round, and he's winning the average. And then, you know, Douglas Duncan is in second. He was the winner of the Houston Sox Stone Rodeo. So, and he has actually just came off of injury and surgery too. So, I mean, he really had to get ready for this because he was out for several months.
Right.
But, yeah, so, and then JW, he was out for a couple rounds. Is that correct?
That's
or
correct.
Was he's injured. Yeah, he was injured. So, and he came back last night, right?
Yes. So that definitely makes it tough on him as well. But, you know, like I said, I look forward to seeing these guys really step it up in round six. I look forward to it. I think it's going to be entertaining. And I think these guys are going to come back with a vengeance. You know, they're upset that everybody did get bucked off in round five. That was certainly the talk around Vegas and even back home, you know, talking to some of the guys today. They said it just was hard to believe that everybody would get bucked off in round five. But, you know, it's not surprising either with the amount of injuries that have happened and, you know, the way these guys have been kind of banged up going into the finals and then banged up here in the first five rounds. So we'll look to see them regroup and come after it in round six.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And same with my guys, too. You know, they're just going after go-around money. So that's all you can do and keep your head up. And, you know, this is the big show, and it's definitely tough to be here because you're competing against the best in the world. So, and the best dog.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no doubt about that. Well, I got to talk about our guy, Jared Smith. Now, they got him actually set as being from Texas, but let me tell you, Jared Smith is actually from right up the road from where we live, about an hour and a half in Williston, Florida. And Jared Smith grew up, he actually rode a lot of bulls here in Florida for the Southern States Bull Riding. And, you know, he's been to Lyle Sankey's rodeo schools. You know, started competing in a lot of the PRCA events, got himself on bareback horses. That guy tied for first place yet last night, and that was really impressive to watch. So he's kind of our hometown cowboy that we're pulling for. You know, he's sitting in 12th place, so right now he's just going for that go-round money. But like I said, he did take a tie last night in first place, so we were really impressed to see that.
That is awesome. It's so good to see people succeed, and especially when you know them personally as well. So.
Yeah. It really is. Well, I got to tell you, Jennifer, we certainly appreciate you checking in with us. And, you know, hey, we look forward to getting together with you out there on, you know, Friday once we get everything situated. We get checked into the hotel and all that. Of course, it will be Friday morning. So we look forward to catching up with you and getting out there and actually seeing some of the NFR and just getting around. Now, are you going to have an opportunity Saturday to maybe check out the Thunder Equa games?
Yeah, I think I will. So I'll make sure that I go out there and check it out.
Right on. Well, we certainly look forward to it and look forward to seeing you out there. And make sure you tell your guys that we're definitely thinking about them and sending them our prayers. And may they ride safe and win a little day money out there.
All right. Thank you so much. And you guys have a great evening.
All right, Jennifer. You too. All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Jennifer Seward checking in from us from Las Vegas, Nevada. She is the owner of TrueRodeoCowboy.com. You can check out her website. We do have links up on our website. You can definitely go out and check out CuttingUpRadio.com as well. So make sure you get on over and find out what's going on with Cutting Up Radio and that team that Jennifer has out there with True Rodeo Cowboy. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down and take one more short break. When we get back, we're going to tune in and see if we can't catch up with some more guys from Vegas. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to Making8.com, and we're back on the ranch.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Played it old. Dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill, but that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne, and all that's in your favor is youth and your track, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you.
Hi everybody, this is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're here live talking with some of the guys out there in Las Vegas. And speaking of Las Vegas, we're going to check in with one of the guys we've had an opportunity to visit with just a little bit out there. And he was actually had the opportunity to participate in the Thunder Equa Games, a barrel man out there, or one of the barrel men out there, and did a fantastic job entertaining the crowd. And we're talking about Timber Tuckness. So, Timber, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome.
Great. How's the weather out that way?
You know, it's cooling off for Las Vegas, but I tell you what, it's still heating up out there at the Thomas and Mac.
Right on, right on. Well, I'll tell you what, we have been able to catch some of the events. I haven't been able to catch all of them, but we had the opportunity to actually see one of the guys that you may know, and Dusty Tuckness, who was also our co-host at the Thunder Equa Games on Friday. And we know he had his work cut out for him there in round four. Did a fantastic job doing the protection for those guys, and really entertained the crowd too, from what I hear.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he comes from a long line. He's actually the fourth generation in the rodeo entertainment business. So, you know, he's been watching these guys over and over for the year after year, and now he's got the chance to be in the big show, and he's doing everything he can.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's what it's all about right there. And we're really pleased to not only have him part of our team, you know, and doing the co-host, but we're proud to just know him and really support him as he's out there in Vegas for his first year. But I got to tell you, Timber, you know, it was really entertaining to watch you at the Thunder Equa Games. And, they really had a great performance down there with those first 12 matchups, those first 12 bullfights. But if you can, just kind of walk us through and tell us what you thought about it.
Well, you know, it's we used to have bullfights, regular bullfights, for years, and the finals was always at the national finals. And we'd have 4 days that we'd have the bullfight competition finals at the end of the rodeo each night, and that's been, I guess it's been about 10 years since we've had it there. So what Rob Smith has done is he's went in there and he's got this organized. So now they got the 12 top guys in the world that were available at the time, and in a matchup that was tournament style. So they had to just win their first match. They just had to win the match to progress into the next round, which will be next Saturday, which it'll the top six guys will go in there in the same thing, tournament style, progress into the next top three, and then they'll fight off for the big money. You know, that this event here is something that people all over the United States and Canada have been missing since they took it away from took it out of the PRC and the NFR. And, you know, the popularity of it, you really don't realize how popular something is until it's gone. And we get phone calls and letters and people, you know, wanting to go see it again. So what they're doing is they brought it back with a lot more money. They're actually running for more money now. 12 guys were actually competing for more money than what the NFR finals, Wrangler Bullfight finals, had all combined together. So it's really exciting, and I see a lot of good in the future for it. So hopefully it keeps going. The 12 matches we had the other day was awesome. The Great Fighting Bulls of Borbis from California, and they were big fighting bulls, and they were hot. So anyway, we had some young guys come in that are hot young guns, and we had some of the old guys get in shape, come back in there, and it was just awesome. I can't wait till Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you what, now you spent some time in that barrel down there, and you know, just for the fans that may not know, you know, really that much about you, how long did you actually spend in the barrel before, you know, or how long have you actually, how many years have you actually spent working the barrel?
Sometimes it seems like a lifetime, but no, listen, I'm going on my 30th year as being a rodeo clown and bullfighter, and of course,
wow.
When I started out, we did kind of both, you know, we fought bulls, and we worked comedy, and we did the barrel when there was somebody else out there. So it's like I said, it's going on the 30th year, and I can say probably two-thirds of that has been working the barrel and doing the comedy.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, man, it was really impressive to watch you do some of those end-over-ends out there. You know, I don't know how you held on, but it was really fun to watch, that's for sure. You look forward to being back there this Saturday as well?
Oh, you bet. I can't hardly wait. You know, there's a lot of things going on in Las Vegas while we're down here for the NFR, and that's one of the main exciting things that's going on. I mean, that's the biggest, one of the bigger events besides the NFR. I mean, we can't take anything away from that because the NFR is the premier rodeo for the professional rodeo cowboys. But the bullfight competition and the way they set it up with the Echo Games, it's actually cowboy. It's like the X Games for cowboys. You know, you watch, anytime you turn on the sports channels on TV, you have extreme, either skateboarding or snowboarding or, and, motorcycle jumping, that kind of stuff. This is actually the X Games for cowboys. So the way they set it up with the mounted shooting, the barrel racing, also they had the team bronc riding. It's really exciting, and you, everybody that's interested in this, pay attention because you may see this in some other major cities here soon. But it's just, I can't wait for it because all I can see it to do is get bigger and better, and I'm all about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you're talking about some of the other events going on out there. They also have the Legends Ranch Bull Riding going on in the Cody Hancock Invitational going on out there after the NFR there, correct?
That's right. Every night at 10 o'clock, they have the Cody Custer Invitational Bull Riding. What it is, it's 20 guys. Most of them were just out of the NFR, just missed the finals by, you know, very little money. So what they're doing is they're going in there and they're highlighting these guys. And also they've got it set up where if you don't have a ticket to the rodeo to go to the national finals, you can come there early, watch it on the big screens. They have bars set up outside. They have barbecue pits outside and Indian Village. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so you can go out there early in the afternoon, say 5 o'clock. You can hang out, have you a few cocktails. You can watch the NFR on the big screens, watch the bull riding, and have some good food to go along with it. So, yeah, it's been fun. We've been working that every night. The last night it rained, so we canceled last night. But the rest of the week we're planning on having a good turnout. And come on out. It's kind of an Old West atmosphere because they got some campfires going around the arena, you know, and people are just coming out and having a good time, watching some more bull riding every night, and enjoying visiting with the Cowboys and that. So, and we've got some very big names there.
Go ahead.
Well, we got some very big names there. For example, we got 5-time world champion bullfighter Rob Smets. He's announcing now. He's retired from the bullfighting scene. Then you've seen him on the PBR and the NFR many, many years in a row. And now he's announcing, and he's one of our guest speaker announcers at the Legends Ranch, along with Anthony Lucia, which if anybody knows Tommy Lucia, he's had the dog and the monkey riding the dog for years in the rodeo arena, plus on the Taco Bell commercials. There's Taco John's commercials. I better watch them. I'm going to get in trouble. John's commercials. There's Sonny Murphy. There's just a handful of top name bull riders there too, and we got Burt Davis there doing his Mutley Crew act. He's got 10 dogs that perform an act, and it's awesome. If you've never seen it, get a chance to go see Burt Davis and the Mutley Crew. That's a great act. And then we also have the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, which, boy, I tell you what, they're bringing some color into rodeo. They go out, and they actually, for the openings and introductions, they come out like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, you know, and they have the opening, and they actually sing and dance and cheer, and then they also do trick riding during the performance. So there's a lot there. I mean, you come to Vegas, you're not going to be bored. If you're bored, you might as well stay home.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. We are really excited. We cannot wait. I've already got my bags packed up and ready to go, and we're heading back out Thursday. We'll be out there late Thursday night. So I think as far as the rodeos, we're going to be out there at the Legends Ranch on Friday. Now, just for the fans that are listening in that want to try to make their way out to Vegas for the final weekend, how do you get out to Legends Ranch, or whereabouts is it located? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. It's if you're coming down I-15, like going through Las Vegas as you're heading to L.A., you get south of Vegas. It's Blue Diamond exit. You take that exit. Once you get to the strip off that exit, you go straight across the strip, and it's about 2 blocks past the strip on the right. You can't miss it. There's big lights, horse barns, a lot of stuff going on. Come on out. You know, I mean, this is a town that doesn't sleep. So if we can have a bull riding at 10 o'clock that goes till 11 or 12 o'clock at night, you know there's people out here running around having a good time. But come on out, enjoy that, and take in the NFR, and don't forget the Thunder Echo games. That the finals on it is on Saturday. So there's just a lot
That's
to
right.
do, and I'm excited about all of it because I have a little piece in every part of it. So I'm having a great time.
Absolutely. Now, are you getting ready to head on down to the NFR?
That's right. Every night we go to the NFR. As soon as it gets done, we run out to Legends Ranch, have some dinner, have a little production meeting, put on the bull riding. We buck 20 bulls, and then we kind of sit around and sign autographs and enjoy meeting the new people, and then we usually end up back at the South Point for a little while, or we may go down to Ricky and the Red Streaks is playing at Mandalay Bay, and that's a big Cowboys favorite for late night entertainment. So, yeah, come on in. If you see me, come and say hi. I'd love to introduce you to all the gang at the Legends Ranch and at the Echo Gang.
Well, you can bet on that, Timber. We will certainly be there, and you know, we'll come with our hammers cocked, man. We're ready to get out there and hang out with the Cowboys, the NFR, as well as the Thunder Echo Games and the Legend Ranch Bull Riding. So look forward to meeting up with you, but we will certainly do that.
That's great, and I tell you what, the average races in the NFR right now are just they're really tight. These Cowboys and Cowgirls have come to town to make some money. Now, last night in the bull riding, we bucked everybody off. That hasn't happened for about 10 years. So that was kind of set everybody right in the same spot they were in the fourth round. But we're halfway through it. So now the guys that are behind are really going to have to hustle, and the guys on top are going to have to hustle to stay on top. And we got some great bull riders out there. Let me tell you what, these young guys are coming to town, and they're making more money in one go-around than what I used to make in a whole year of fighting bulls and clowning.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You know, I was really actually surprised. I was looking at it myself and looking at some of the day payouts and all, and I just said to myself, I said, man, that's just unbelievable. But it's, you know, it's great for rodeo. It's great for the PRCA that they're able to come up with that and pay not just for the bull riding but for all the events, you know. For even, you know, what really impressed me was, you know, like the bareback and the saddle bronc. You know, out east here, you just don't see a whole lot of those going on anymore. And it really, you know, makes me wonder why, because you have the opportunity to compete, you know, at these areas for some of this big money, you know, and the money is certainly there. We do have a guy from Florida down there, and Jared Smith, who's riding the bareback. He's sitting in 12th right now and made a really impressive ride last night, actually tied for first place for the go-round.
Yeah, you know, just like the bareback riding alone. Clint Cannon came in there leading the world by beating everybody by a long ways. Well, now the top of the average is Casey Fields from Utah. He's at the top of the average. He's got, on five head, he's got 427 points, but right behind him is Bobby Mote from Oregon. He's got 418 points halfway through. So, you know, it's anybody's game. Clint Cannon, he's down at the bottom, but don't count him out. Because this is the guy that went all over the United States and won everything. I mean, he's $100,000+ ahead of everybody coming in the league, into the NFR. So, you know, that's what's cool about the NFR. You can come in, barely make it, come in and actually win the world. Cody Hancock done that a few years ago. He came in the 15th spot, barely qualified after one of the Tour Finale finals, and then come to the NFR and won. Just placed in every round anyway and ended up winning the world. So, you know, anything can happen. That's what makes the National Finals Rodeo one of the most exciting rodeos in the world because, you know, you got your fan favorites that come in there, and if they come in the bottom, you never know. And 5 perfs or 10 perfs into the deal, they might be clear up on top. So, I mean, there's just so many races right now that's going on. I can't, you know, like the Bulldog and the Steer Wrestling, Lee Graves is leading that right now with, and on five head, he's got 19.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, that's five head, so divide that 19.2 by five. That's pretty fast every run. And then Curtis Cassidy's right behind him with 20 seconds on five. So, I mean, there's just endless battles going on. The saddle bronc riding, Sean Stroh from North Dakota, he's got 410.5 points on five head. Well, Cody Wright from Utah is right behind him at 410 points even, so he's only half a point behind the average leader right now. So it's, you know, it's a crazy race. And the best thing to do is just come on out, get a chance, go on out, watch them, get your autographs, enjoy it. They love to talk to you people when you come to a rodeo. Don't be bashful. They're more than happy to whip a pin out and sign whatever you want signed, or that sometimes they'll have their autograph pictures handy. So come on out to Las Vegas. Come to the NFR, the Legends Ranch Bull Riding, and the Equa Games with the bullfighting, the mounted shooting, the team bronc riding, and the barrel racing, and the team roping, of course. They're giving away over $3 million just in the team roping alone at the Equa Games this year. So, there's something going on. And not to mention, every casino has great shows. You know, great food, great shows. You can do about anything you want to do or see. You can do it in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. There's no doubt about that. Well, hey, Timber, you know what? I really appreciate you checking in with us, and we definitely look forward to meeting up with you again this weekend and covering the round two of the Thunder Aqua Games, as well as, carrying on, and we'll definitely get together and spend some time out at the NFR as well as Legends Ranch Bull Riding out there.
Yeah, well, come on out. I'd be happy to have you guys there and show you around. And, you know, sure. We really appreciate your guys just covering this, because – you know, the more we can get it out there, the better it's going to be for everybody. And that's what we want to do, is we want to bring rodeo to our life, to everybody else's life out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to work hard at it this year. And like I said, who knows where we're going to be this time next year. But I can tell you one thing. We're going to work on being out there in Vegas for the national finals once again, because this is just fantastic. So, anyways, we're going to let you get on down. Tell Dusty that we wish him well, and look forward to seeing him out here in just a little bit.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
All right. There you have it, rodeo fans. Timber Tuckness, is the barrel man, competing out there at the Thunder Echo Games. He's working with the Rockin' Robbie Hodges, as well as also competing out there at Working the Barrel at the Legends Ranch Bull Riding. So if you have an opportunity, take the time off. Get out there to Las Vegas this weekend and check out some of what they have to offer. You know, it's not just about the NFR. We've got the Thunder Echo Games. We got the Legends Ranch Bull Riding. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. This is going to close things out. This is the grand finale. So this is breaking things out for the 2009 season for these guys. You're going to see guys push their limits, get outside their comfort zone, and turn things up a notch. But anyhow, we're going to break on down, take another short break, rodeo fans. When we come back, we're going to see if we can't check in with some of the other guys out here live in Las Vegas. So you're listening to MakingEight.com, and we are back on the ranch.
Mixed lights in Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chair. Yeah.
A rodeo's just a rodeo. After riding several years from old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen.
Back in 05, $1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in, said make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear, whatever you do, don't let go.
we're not all there tonight.
This is Ross Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smith's Invitational. Be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wasey Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making 8 Outreach, and we're back on the ranch talking some of the Vegas finals going on out there. Thunder Equa Games, the Legends Ranch bull riding going on out there. Just got off the horn with Timber Tuckness, and, of course, he's got his son out there doing the competition, doing the protection bullfighting for the Wrangler National Finals, as well as our co-host on the Thunder Equa Games. So you're going to be able to listen to him live as we cover round two. But while we've got a minute, we're going to slide on down and talk with one of those guys competing at the Thunder Equa Games, and we're talking about the 2008 world champion defending his title this year in Ross Hill. So, Ross, want to welcome you aboard to Making 8, man, and we're glad to have you back with us, buddy.
Thank you for the generous introduction there, Scott. I want to point out one thing that I mentioned. I meant to say, but it's tying up a little bit. You know, Dusty Tuckness, Dusty Tuckness working in the NFR this year. One of my good friends there, Scott, you keep saying he's competing. One thing that Dusty ain't doing this year is competing, and I'm thankful for it because Dusty couldn't compete in the Thunder Equal Games. That'd be the freestyle. He's getting paid a net rate to fight bulls for them bull riders up there, and sure enough, he has to sign a contract that he can't work the Equal Games, so it saves me a hassle of one bullfighter off the chart.
Well, you know what, Ross, I appreciate you correcting me on that there, buddy. We want to make sure we get it right. I got to tell you, though, Ross, I really got to tell you, man, you're more than just a bullfighter, though, because from what I saw out there on last Friday, you're pretty darn good with a horse yourself, man. I know y'all had a little bit of that mounted shooting competition going on between you and Lance Britton there, and that turned out to be an all right little deal, man. Won yourself a bottle of whiskey. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, that worked out really good. I really actually enjoy that sport. The mounted shooting to me is something that is definitely should be in the cowboy sport because think about it. We always think, you know, cowboys and Indians before you think of cowboys and ropes, you know. So
that's right.
I honestly think that should be in the sport of rodeo. But it's not. But they do have a mounted shooting there at the World Series of Team Roping and the World Series of Freestyle Bullfights there, the Thunder Equal Games. And I met a beautiful lady out of Washington, and she is a two-time champ from the mounted shooting, and she is a hand. And somehow, I guess I won the deal last year, and Rob asked me if I wanted to do it, and it was something that I'd always wanted to do, you know, because I've always played cowboy and Indians and rode horses. So me and Lance, we strapped up, and I ain't gonna lie to you, I was a little bit nervous once I went out there, you know. I had five shots, and I had to hit five balloons. And I forgot that my gun wasn't double action. It was only a single action. So I kicked my horse up, worried about winning the race, not worried about shooting these balloons. And they told me I need to be shooting at 2 and 3 o'clock, you know, on my arm hand, you know. And winds up, I go to pull the trigger a couple times, and it wouldn't pull. So I had missed my first balloon. Pull my hammer back and reach behind me. I'm talking about I pulled a 7 o'clock and lapped the sunbuck, shot my first balloon, and then I had to come from behind. And luckily, I had to skip one balloon, and I went around the bay and come all the way back and flapped that last balloon on the way back. And, shoot, it was fun, man. It was a blessing not to get bucked off that horse right before my bullfight.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it looked pretty close, man, because you were in a flat-out run trying to get back to that finish line. And that was really entertaining to watch, man. And you're right on, Ross. You know, they really do need to have that at more events. You know, I saw that. You know, that's the first time I saw the mounted shooting competition. anywhere. And I grew up going to rodeos down here in Florida, man, and across the Southeast. I competed on the circuits for 5 years and, you know, just never seen that across those rodeos. And I wondered at myself, why don't they have them? But I can tell you what, man, I really think they ought to have those competitions down here because, man, what a heck of a good time. It's great entertainment for the fans, and it's got to be a lot of fun to do.
Well, it was definitely fun to do, and I honestly think the entertainment's there, too, because, you know, there's specific rules about how you have to shoot the balloons once you get on up into the competition a little bit. You know, and they have to shoot overhand, and, you know, shoot so many with each gun, and I don't know, and then it's all on quick time. You know, you miss the balloon, you lose some time kind of knocking the barrel over in the barrel racing. But I tell you what, them guns, I mean, they're real guns. There ain't nothing fake about them. And I think they shoot maybe sawdust wads or something. I don't know. But I was kind of worried myself about them putting a gun in my hands. I had no release, but shooting somebody in the stands.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. That's one thing I learned. I'm not going to mess with Ross Hill on a bad day, especially when you got a single action five shooter with you and you're on a horseback, man. But hey, you know, let's talk a little bit about this bullfighting action, which you were there for as well, man. Turned out a 90-point ride and or 90-point bullfight down there, and that was really, really impressive to watch, man. Just love the way you made those corners and made those wraps around that bull and kept his attention on you. Had a lot of fun, man. I know you was nervous as all get out there the night before, but, you know, you really turned up the heat, man, and came out there and put on one heck of a good show.
Yeah, this whole Eagle Games deal Rob's got worked up this year. You know, he's got so much money shaking in front of us. This is the most money any of us has ever competed for, and especially in one event. And then you got top names like Frank Newsom and Lance Britton and all the guys there. You know, there wasn't a single guy there that couldn't win this deal this weekend. It just really boiled down to who did it that one time. So I think I was just more nervous of the, just ready, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, most of the times I spend the night, like, you know, being kind of alone and getting it on my mind. I jump around a little bit, you know, and shoot that. That's the first time I've had somebody with me, Scott. You stayed with me this night before, so I don't know how I was acting.
You did great, man. I'm the same way when it came down to the rodeos, man. Night before the bull rides, it's all about getting your mind on your business. And you certainly did that, Ross. It was really impressive to watch. You know, I mean, you're one of the funnest guys to hang out with, you know, and we can go out and have a great time. When it's time for you to go to work, though, man, you definitely come with your game face on, and that was really impressive. Now, you know, round one is in the books, and, you know, six of the guys ended up having to go home. You know, and it's not that it was really unfortunate. Those guys had a great opportunity, and they really performed well, you know. I think really everybody did a fantastic job in fighting their bulls out there. A couple of them had a little bit of trouble a few times, but the bulls that you guys are stepping out there against, you know, in these bullfights, I mean, they're some of the rankest bulls in the business, man. So for you guys to be turning out there and competing on that level – is really says a lot, man. But, you know, we've got some great matchups coming up this Saturday, and I believe you're going to be going up in the first round against Frank Newsom, correct?
Yes, sir. It looks like it's going to be the fireworks at the first. You know, don't hold nothing against – I mean, nothing away from Lance and Wasey. That's going to be a blow-up round, too. I don't know exactly how that's going to go. I mean, Lance is on fire and Wasey is, too. Frank Newsom's feeling good. I'm feeling good. Andy Braille and Toby Inman, they're together in a round, and they're the ones that always throw the Hail Marys and the backflips and this and that. So I'm looking forward to seeing them have to throw the backflip on each other, you know, and not necessarily against anybody that doesn't do the backflip. So we'll see how it works. And this is probably it couldn't have been scripted any better, I don't think, because honestly, I personally rather have Frank in the first round. Got going to get it out of the way. That way, I got time before the short go, and I get to fight Frank on fresh legs, or I get to, you know what I'm saying, because we'll both have fresh legs instead of it coming down to the short go and then having to beat Frank Newsom, you know.
Right on, man. I understand that. Well, I got to tell you, man, you know, you're defending your title out there. You're 2008 world champ, and, you know, you're that way for a reason. And you're back here in 2009 for the same reason, you know, because you can definitely fight those bulls and really impressive to watch. And, shoot, man, you even had time to get out there and jump up in the booth with Dusty and myself and do some co-hosting, man. We really enjoyed that and had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, and that was a good time there to be able to talk about the other guys. You know, I wish we could see it while we was talking. So I know, man, that's not the intake of the commentators. But sure enough, you know, this whole thing, just to be in Las Vegas and to see the lights and to see your name by Frank Newsom, that's a blessing to have. I've always wanted to fight bulls against the greats, and now I'm getting opportunities. So, I just want to thank Rob Smith for you know, getting these guys back on the map. And shoot, it's going to be a good deal. I really look forward to the NFR had a bullfight interview today. Greg Rimmer just did school this bull, little Evan Allen brought up there, and it was awesome, man. It was it's an opening of the show, and it was a standing ovation. Everybody in the building stood up. So I really look forward to the bullfights coming back to the NFR. To the packed house, to the sold out crowd of the Thomas and Mack, and you know, just anybody that can put a plug into the PRCA or anywhere, be free to email or send your forward WA, because we definitely are looking forward to putting on a show.
That's right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Rolf, if you've got a second to stay on the line with me, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to see if we can get some more guys on the line for us out there in Vegas. How's that sound?
Yep, that'll be good,
Scott. All right, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. You're listening to MakingEight.com, and we're live with Ross Hill right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A rodeo's just a rodeo. After riding several years from old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. In Oklahoma City, there's a building of concrete. It's where the toughest stocking men will gather and compete. The points have all been tallied and the stock has all been brought. We've got just two more hours 'cause it starts at 8 o'clock. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. The Coliseum's quiet, except for the sounds of cowboys getting ready and the workmen of the grounds. The cowboys ask each other what each other's got. Did you draw old necklace or pluck old double lock? The tension now is mounting as the crowd starts pouring in. A shiver goes all through me like from a cold, cold wind. I hear the horses coming, running down the alleyway. They're snorting and blowing as men shut the sliding gates. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. We had too much time a while ago, but not enough time now. The anthem is now over, the grand entry's going out. I sit there on my bronc, I'm ready and I wait. I hear a chute swing open, so I look out through the gate. A horse comes boiling out and blows up at the roof. And then out comes another kicking like a curly wolf. I hear the chute boss holler through the yelling of the crowd. He says there's one ahead of you, so you'd better get screwed down. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy, we'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. I nod my head, I'm in a daze, the horse goes boiling out. I run my spurs into his neck and then I drag him out. My mind is in a blur, my eyes are seeing red. The blank cat slams into my back, his rump bangs on my head. From somewhere in the background I can hear a buzzer sound. My hands jerk from the rigging and I crash into the ground. I stumble to my feet as I stagger to the wall. I wonder to myself, is it really worth it all? It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy, we'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart?
It was at the daddy of them all in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where we had a chance to talk with four-time world champion Marvin Garrett.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on MakingEight.com.
Thank you.
a friendly dog, father and son. He said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said, just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg at first. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chest.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Making 8 Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're bringing it to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Just got done talking with Ross Hill, 2008 World Freestyle Bullfighting Champion, and we definitely look forward to seeing him go at it against Frank Newsom in round two. And that is an elimination match, rodeo fans. So he is going to compete against Frank Newsom. Judges are going to have to score it. When they score it, then the top rider will move on to the championship round. Then in our also in our second round, we've got Andy Borelli and Toby Inman going to be competing and going at it. And then we've got one of the best matchups as well. Now, take away the Ross Hill Frank Newsom matchup. This next matchup is going to be one of the best, Lance Britton and Wacy Munsell. Now, Wacy scored a 92 points in the first round. So, you know, this guy is the leader right now as far as his points go in leading in the second points. He was the overall leader for round one and turned out a great bullfight. Lance Britton, one of the other bullfighters that we've seen out there, went up against Evan Allard, was only able to beat him by 1 point. The race was that close. But those two guys look to get it on, and that is going to be one close matchup. We look forward to seeing that. And rodeo fans, I got to tell you, man, this is going to be one explosive show down there Saturday afternoon. Show starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. So if you get a chance, get on down to the South Point Arena. It's over there in the South Point Casino area. Make your way on down there for the Thunder Echo Games. Then we've got round 10 of the NFR going on at the Thomas and Mack Center, followed by the Legends Ranch Bull Riding going on. So we look to be down there at all three events. Rodeo fans, y'all make your way on down there. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. This is going to be one fantastic weekend. Some of the matchups are going to be fantastic. You're going to see these guys putting it on the line. You know, like Timber Tuckness said earlier in our show, we've got some great matchups, very close races going on in the events at the NFR. So, you know, that's a close matchup. Tickets are still available for the Thunder Equa Games as well as the Legends Ranch Bull Riding. So, know you have an opportunity to at least get down to those two shows. And, hey, two out of three shows ain't bad. I believe they're sold out, but you may still be able to pick up some tickets outside the Thomas and Mack Center. So, you know, and if you're looking to get tickets for the Thunder Equa Games, they are available at the South Point box office. So, make your way on down there, rodeo fans. Grab your tickets. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a packed house. They're also going to have the championship round of the team roping down there, so you're not going to want to miss any of that action. Rodeo fans, you know, we're still looking to get back with Ross. I know he had to step away for a few minutes, and hopefully we'll get him back on our show before it's over. But we do have the phone lines open. If y'all want to give us a call, tell us what you think about the NFR, what's been going on. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some of the rodeo with you. We're about 5 minutes away from the NFR kicking off round six, and we're going to look to have a good seat here in the house while we're back on the ranch and watch this round. And of course, we've got our co-host Dusty Tuckness out there going to be competing, going to be fighting in the during the bull riding. He's going to be doing the protection for the Wrangler National Finals, and want to wish him well out there for round six, as well as the remainder of these rounds. And we're going to see him Saturday you know, as he co-hosted the Thunder Echo Games with us for the championship round there. But, rodeo fans, we're going to break on down, take another break. Y'all get on the horn, give us a call, 646-915-9940. You're listening to Making8.com.
Buddy, tune in next week with us at Making8.com Saturday for the second round of the 2009 Echo Games Freestyle Bullfight Challenge.
On the back of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck. Pull the gate and try to make eight on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock. Go again. Like nitro, gonna blow up like pyro, baby, for the big show. Come on like a domino.
What a way to go.
Crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back. Like a bullwhip, I'm tied down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll.
Tune in next week with us at Making8.com Saturday for the second round of the 2009 Echo Games Freestyle Bullfight Challenge.
I'm rockin' Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8 Outreach, and we're back on the ranch talking some rodeo with you. You know, covered the SSBR action and, you know, had a great performance down there in Port Charlotte this past Saturday. Congratulations to BJ Carter for taking the win on that one. They've also got their Miaka City Challenger Series finals going on this weekend, and the battle's going to be really between Jimmy Lathrow and Wagner Luciano. So we look forward to seeing what the results are going to be from those guys. And while they're out there doing that, rodeo fans, Saturday we are going to be live in Las Vegas, Nevada, covering the Thunder Equa Games round two, the final, the championship round. We're going to see what these guys are made of out here. Like Ross said, this is going to be the biggest added money event for the sport of bullfighting. And, you know, like we talked with Timber Tuckness, you know, this is really what we're getting into is sort of the extreme sports, you know, with the competition-mounted shooting, as well as, you know, the team team bronco riding and that type of thing, you know, that's a great opportunity for you to get out there and really see what these guys are made of. It definitely takes a lot of true grit, and you know, this is kind of like the extreme sport for rodeo. And, you know, hey, this is it's what it's all about. It's like the X Games, you know. The Thunder Equa Games is certainly one of the best. And rodeo fans, you're definitely not going to want to miss out on that opportunity. So if you're anywhere in the vicinity, going to be close to the NFR or close to Las Vegas, make your way on down there. Got some friends coming in from California. We got some friends flying in from Georgia. We're going to have one heck of a good time this weekend, hanging out and, you know, being around these rodeo fans and really spending some time with them. I want to thank Jennifer Seward for checking in with us tonight, you know, from TrueRodeoCowboy.com as well as CuttingUpRadio.com. And, you know, definitely want to thank Timber Tuckness, the barrel man from Wyoming. And we look forward to seeing him out there this weekend. Like I said, if you have the opportunity, make your way on down to the Legends Ranch bull riding as well. You know, I don't know what the tickets are for the NFR, but I can tell you this, rodeo fans, the NFR Round 6 is about to get underway, and we're going to slide down because we really want to have the opportunity to watch this, watch our guys in action. We're going to be pulling for Jared Smith and the bareback. You know, we've got some tight races there heating up. We're going to try to follow along there. We may even be able to bring you a live broadcast Friday night. We'll see if we can't get out and maybe put on a show from the Legends Ranch Bull Riding or something like that, see if we can't get some of these guys on board with us. But I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening, and look forward to seeing you all back on the ranch next week when we get back from Las Vegas. But make sure you tune in to MakingEight.com as we bring you all the action on Saturday from the Thunder Echo Games in the South Point Casino. I want to thank Rob Smets for allowing us the opportunity to be out there, as well as the South Point Casino for putting on such a great event down there. Until either Friday or Saturday, rodeo fans, we're going to break on out of here, get things packed up, and get ready to head Vegas bound. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. Get explosive with MakingEight.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dustin Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Clark put a hurtin' on the hammer. sang the Star Spangled Banner. With its cross clear, got them standing for my hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Lippert's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Lippert after party after ball.